971-UF. If you want to call the city, you can reference that number. You can go to the website at sequoiastanding.org. That'll give you links to the Instagram and the GoFundMe. And you can visit the tree at 12th and Mason, Northeast Portland, and look up. This has been Mo Baustern for KBOO News.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on KBOO Community Radio, your listener-supported, volunteer-powered community radio station. I'm Jenny Yokoyama, one of your interim station co-managers. And here on News from the Boo, we talk about all things KBOO. And tonight's News from the Boo is for our programmers, for our KBOO volunteers. Because tonight I'm going to be featuring a discussion that I had with our chief engineer, Arthur Risotto, where we talk about file formats. We talk about the difference between a WAV file versus an MP3 versus a FLAC file. When would you want to save as a WAV? When do you want to save as a MP3? And all that sort of stuff. Those things that all of our programmers, our volunteer programmers, are having to think about right now as you're all producing your shows from home. And so this is an introductory discussion about file formats. And we'll also talk about how you can get some help if you're one of our programmers directly from Arthur, because he's going to be doing some office hours for those of you who have some questions. So here is that discussion with KBOO's chief engineer, Arthur Risotto.
So Arthur, thank you so much for joining us on News from the Boo. So, okay, so for example, let's say I'm a public affairs programmer and I recorded an interview, you know, like on Zoom or Skype or any of those apps, and now I have this raw audio, but, you know, it still needs to be edited. Maybe it's too long or stuff like that, and I need to edit it. So I have it in my editor. When I first go to save it while I'm editing, what do I want to do around file formats? Do I save it as an MP3? What do I do?
No, you don't want to save it as MP3. You want to save it as what's called a lossless file, which is either WAV or AIFF or even FLAC. That way, all of the audio quality that you just recorded is preserved and maintained throughout the entire editing process.
So I know that, like, when I sometimes the programs you might use to record something might automatically force me to save it as an MP3. Can I save something as a WAV even if it started off as an MP3?
It's generally advised not to do that, because once it's saved as MP3, you're not going to regain any of the audio quality that was lost. However, if you plan on doing a lot of edits, then yeah, definitely save it as a WAV, then do your edits, and then submit that.
Let's get back down to a little bit, take a step back real quick into really, really basics. So, for example, I know that for your average person, they've heard of a WAV file and they've heard of an MP3 before. What are the differences between a WAV and an MP3?
So a WAV is what's called uncompressed. It has all of the audio quality that was originally recorded, and it's saved in not a very efficient way, but it is it's a raw audio file format, basically. It's just the raw data of the audio as it was recorded from the sound card and now in a file. An MP3 was created in the early 90s, 92 or something like that, for 1992 hardware, for computers with tiny, tiny hard drives that could not hold massive WAV files. So what MP3s do is an algorithm will scan that WAV file and then pull out what it thinks you won't notice. Now, whether it does a good job of that is up to individual discretion, people's ears, their audio hardware. If you're listening on small earbuds, you probably won't notice a difference. But if you have a nice hi-fi system at home, you definitely will.
like, cause I know, yeah, I totally don't notice the difference between a WAV and an MP3 when I'm listening on my really terrible earbuds. But when I listen on a nice stereo, I notice that a WAV file will often have much deeper sounds and much high, like it, the highs are higher, the lows are lower, and there's just more, there's a more depth of sound compared to an MP3.
Absolutely. MP3s tend to make things a little more muddy, especially on the high end. My go-to indicator whether something is compressed to an MP3 or not is listen for cymbals in music. MP3s will kind of turn cymbals into a sound instead of what a cymbal should sound like. So that's an easy giveaway whether something is an MP3 or not.
Okay, so if I'm working in a WAV file, let's get back to the editing part, right? So if I'm working on my file, I have my interview, and you know, and it's a WAV file, so nothing's compressed right now. But you're saying that MP3s, you know, are not as good as sounding as a WAV. But if you're a programmer, we've also asked you to like sometimes like turn in your files in MP3s. Why wouldn't I just want to turn in everything as a WAV file? Why would I want to, when would it be appropriate to use an MP3, if at all?
Well, you don't want to submit a WAV file because WAV files are absolutely huge. If you want to submit a lossless file, you would want to submit what's called a FLAC file. But if you don't have the bandwidth for even that, if you're on, you know, if you're using your cell phone to as your internet connection, if you have a really limited connection, if you have a really slow computer with not a lot of hard drive space, you might want to consider MP3. We'll take MP3s. It's, you know, they're pretty standard. They've been standard in audio for, you know, 30 something years now. So lossless is better though. If you can submit lossless.
And so when you first were like describing a FLAC file to me, because I had never saved in FLAC before, I liked the way you described it, and you described it this way a little bit earlier, that it's sort of the somewhere in between a WAV and an MP3, where it is definitely a larger file than an MP3, but the audio quality is much, much better because it's lossless.
It's exactly the same as the WAV, like identical. If you were to convert a WAV file to a FLAC file and then convert that FLAC file back into the WAV file, you would have a bit-for-bit exact copy of the audio as if you didn't do any conversion whatsoever.
Nice.
So it's not so much a middle ground. It's only a middle ground in between the two file formats as far as file size goes, but you have 100% of the audio quality of the original WAV in that compressed file.
And so for anyone who...
lossless, because you lost nothing in the process.
Right. And then so for anybody who is like, FLAC, what? It's .flac. And any sort of standard editor that you're going to be using, usually you'll see that as some kind of option.
Mm-hmm. It stands for Free Lossless Audio Codec. And it's totally free to download and install and use. I use it for ripping CDs. I use it for pretty much anything at this point.
But let's say, okay, now we're going to go back to the MP3. Mm-hmm. Let's say, you know, as you're saying, you know, MP3s are a lot smaller. Mm-hmm. And especially for those, as right now, you know, when we're having to email these gigantic files and stuff, it's a lot more convenient and especially easier on the bandwidth when we use an MP3. Would you recommend, say, using an MP3 for like a public affairs show versus like a music show? Like, is there...
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of wondering about that.
Yeah, so... the MP3 codec is more than capable of reproducing a single voice speaking on a microphone. It only really falls apart when there's a lot of music going on at the same time. So you're not going to notice a huge difference at all between an MP3 and a FLAC or WAV if it's just a single person talking in a microphone.
Okay, so if I'm a public affairs programmer, I might want to consider MP3 because it's a little bit smaller, easier to send.
What
but
I would
if I'm a
consider...
music programmer, I probably want to avoid the MP3 and just go FLAC.
Yes. But also, as a public affairs person, I would caution against using MP3 right off the bat, because if you're, as most public affairs do, there's lots of editing involved, there's lots of production, lots of, you know. So I would suggest doing that initial save as a WAV or a FLAC. Do all your editing in that lossless format and then save as MP3. At the
your
end.
Final save.
Yes.
Is MP3.
Because
okay.
The issue there, and why I'm saying that, is because MP3 the problem with MP3 is accumulative. Each time you save over itself, the algorithm tosses out even more audio every time you do it.
And you know, I think a perfect example for people who are visual people of what that looks like, I love the example of the copying machine.
Yes.
Right, like if your original document looks beautiful, but if you do a photocopy, it's not gonna be as good as that original document.
Mm-hmm. And that's- It'll be passable.
Yeah, and so then it's like with an MP3, every time you're saving over itself and it's losing a little bit, it's kind of like taking that copy of the copy and then copying that, and then copy of the copy of the copy and then copying that. And so each Correct. Copy is a little bit less spectacular than the original.
And for the younger folks out there, if you've seen a meme on Facebook or Instagram that's been shared around from Facebook, Instagram, and Imgur and all those other sites and has been edited a million times, you'll notice the picture quality is dropped off as well. It's much the same way.
Okay, but so let's say, wait, we did say that MP3 can be good for your final mix, and especially if you are a public affairs programmer. So sure. I know that when I save an MP3, there's options.
Yes, lots of options.
Because you don't just save as MP3, you know? There's like bit depth and all that sort of stuff. And sorry, by the way, I got a lot of background noise because I'm recording this on Zoom from my home. My window's open. As you can tell, I live by Big Street. Sorry about that. So
all good.
What are the options that I want to be choosing when I'm doing that final save in an MP3?
So you have one main option, really, is your bitrate. That's varies between, I think the lowest end is 32 bits to 320. I would totally disregard anything below 128 as just not useful at all. That was all designed for computers from the 80s who couldn't do anything useful as far as the audio goes anyway. 128K is like the bare minimum for audio quality that is suitable for the radio. However, I really recommend just going as high as you can, 256 or 320, because the file size difference between those all are so tiny and the audio quality difference between all of them are drastic. Like a 320K MP3 sounds way better than a 128K MP3. So for a minor file size bump, you get much more audio quality out of it.
Good advice. Okay, so we've gone over a lot of things and we kind of just skimmed. There's so many things we can go over this, and I'm sure it's confusing for anybody who has, you know, is really early on in their, you know, exploration into digital editing. It can get super, super meta. So if people have questions or if they just found this whole our explanations confusing and they would love to talk to you more in depth to talk about their actual questions, how can people get help from you, Arthur, Chief Engineer?
I will be offering office hours to KBOO hosts and volunteers, I believe Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 p.m. on right here on Zoom.
And when is that starting? Because like tomorrow's Thursday, is that starting? This Thursday or
next
starting
week. Tuesday? I'll start next week.
So next Tuesday, May 26th at what time?
5 p.m.
And if people want to get that Zoom link, they should email you. What's your email?
Engineer@kbu.fm.
And so that's going to be Arthur's office hours. Chief Engineer going to be having office hours on Tuesday the 26th and Thursday the 28th and possibly moving forward. And mm-hmm. so people can email Arthur to get that Zoom link if you are a volunteer, so you can ask questions. And you can ask questions on more than just file formats. Oh, yeah. If you have questions about
Remote broadcasting.
Yeah, the remote broadcasting.
Recording your show from home, all kinds of fun stuff.
Arthur is also a big fan of setting up home studios and has done many and has all sorts of advice about setting up your home studio or helping you figure out how you do that with what you got.
Absolutely.
So I just want to thank Arthur for joining us on News from the Booth today. And everybody check out Arthur's office hours next Tuesday.
Yeah, see you then.
Again, a big thank you to Arthur for being on News from the Booth today. And of course, just one last thing before we go. We are in the middle of our spring fundraiser right now. We have a goal of $80,000 and just a few days left. So if you're one of those people who have the means to support and help KBOO right now, donate online, kbu.fm. Of course, you can always send in a donation through snail mail at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, 97214. And thank you so much for everybody who's already contributed. And for those who haven't but want to, right now is the time because you're running out of time to help us meet that $80,000 goal. So thank you so much to everyone who believes in community radio. And thanks to everybody for tuning in tonight. We'll talk to you again next week.
You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
Hello, and welcome back